I sat on a panel that helped put this legislation together.
Debbie Custer with the hemp mill in Vinton recently came on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News to discuss the new marijuana laws.
You can't sell it to them, but you can share. You can gift product to another adult, anyone over the age of 21. You can carry it in public up to 1 ounce. You cannot consume it in public at all. You have to consume it in your privacy of your own home. However, in the privacy of your own home, there is no limit as to how much you can have.
She had this advice for those using social media to move marijuana items or items for growing marijuana.
Don't advertise that you have seeds. Don't advertise that you have plants, because guess what? That is illegal. Virginia legalized the product, but they gave you no pathway to be able to get the product. The DEA, the state police, and your local law enforcement, they're going to be watching those Facebook pages.
And if you're traveling,
if you have it on your person and you get in a car, make sure that it's in a Ziploc bag or some type of a container, and either in the backseat floorboard or in the trunk of your car. Do not have it in the, where you can easily access it and the and an officer can see that you can easily access it.
There's been some, like Dr. Robert Tressman with Carilion Clinic, who are warning you about some side effects from cannabis.
We now are seeing people in the emergency room with something called hyperemesis or hypervomiting syndromes. You know, while you think marijuana might be used medically to reduce nausea and vomiting from chemotherapy with cancer, with these concentrations, it actually causes profound, life-threatening vomiting.
But Virginia Normal spokesperson Jim Michelle Padini says that's not necessarily the cannabis itself.
We've heard many claims about marijuana-related emesis. And what this is really demonstrating is the need for stringent consumer safety regulations, because it is pesticide residue and other dangerous mycotoxins that once set on fire and inhaled are dangerous neurotoxins that cause hyperemesis in humans.
Dr. Tressman says consistent use of marijuana has a cumulative effect, impacting the ability to concentrate and to remember things and impairing reaction time.
They also will, for many people, increase issues of depression, anxiety, paranoia.
Padini said this in response.
Marijuana is not altogether harmless, and it's not for everyone. Fortunately, with legalization and regulation, the state can impose common sense public and consumer safety guidelines that are not at all present when the cannabis market is controlled by illicit operators.
A link to Virginia's new marijuana laws can be found with this story on our website, with links on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a WFIR in-depth report. I'm Ian Price.